Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Two DFL state senators are pleading with the federal government to release a Minnesota immigrant being detained in Texas so she can receive medical care. Senator Lindsay Porte of Burnsville says 23-year-old Andrea Pedro Francisco has an ovarian cyst that needs surgery.
Every day that passes, she is more at risk of permanent harm or death. I call on every DHS official to find the humanity within themselves and grant Andrea humanitarian parole immediately.
Porte says Andrea has been detained since February 5th. Her surgery was scheduled days later on February 11th. On Saturday, Minnesotans can get free access to any one of the numerous state parks and rec areas across Minnesota. DNR Parks and Trail Communications Specialist Lauren Peck says each park has staff on hand that will do programming during the day.
Often year-round or seasonally, but I was just looking, we've got on Saturday in time with Free Park Day about 33 different events going on. Some of those are, you know, at the same park, so some of them have like a morning event and an afternoon event.
You can visit the DNR's website for a full calendar of events. A new report from Minnesota Housing Partnership shows affordable housing is slipping further out of reach across the state. The latest county profiles find that in every Minnesota county, at least one in four renters are cost-burdened, paying more for housing than they can afford. The report also shows that at least 30% of senior renter households in every county are cost-burdened, with the majority of seniors affected in nearly 80% of counties. The report also shows home values rose in every county from 2023 to 2024. And a DFL senator and congressional candidate is facing criticism for placing a bet on his own campaign primary. Matt Klein of Mendota Heights says he placed a $50 bet on the prediction market platform Kelsey. Klein is pushing for a bill that would ban these platforms. He addressed the full Senate this morning.
It was a mistake to do that, and while I was unaware of the rule I had violated at the time I did it, once I was notified of the violation, I moved quickly to correct it.
Klein then apologized. Reports say he was fined $539 and is banned from using Kelsey for 5 years. In other headlines, XL Energy is preparing for strong winds and severe thunderstorms today across central and southern Minnesota. About 150 crews are ready to respond and restore power as quickly and safely as possible. Forecasts call for damaging winds with the potential for large hail and tornadoes. Appearing on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, Governor Walz announced his plans after leaving public office.
We'll teach again?
I'm going to go teach again. I think that's my skill.
What grade are you thinking about teaching?
I don't know. I was a sixth grade teacher for a while. I've been dealing with the Trump administration, so it's a flat thing in here. So
Walz is also writing a book about the state's resistance to Operation Metro Surge. And a Sauk Rapids man was airlifted to St. Cloud Hospital after his motorcycle collided with a farm tractor Wednesday in Swan River Township. Deputies say 48-year-old James Pendroy tried to pass the tractor as it turned left, hitting the manure spreader it was towing. Pendroy was not wearing a helmet. His condition has not been released. This is MNN.